Osiris, Isis, and Horus play an enormous part in what the elites, the people in charge of everything, believe in. Such to the point that we have the Eye of Horus on the back of our dollar bills. It amazes me that no one even notices this, or pays attention to it, or looks into it. I mean, they are proclaiming their allegiance right on the back of the money. And the joke's on us because everyone carries it around. You see what I mean? This plays an enormous role in what the elites, the people that are running things and trying to bring about the New World Order into full effect. Many people say it's here now. I don't believe that because we can still move freely about the country for the most part right now. But again, this goes back to 2015. A Spanish-Italian archaeology team in cooperation with the Ministry of Antiquities has made an incredible discovery at Sheikh Abd el Korna on the west bank of Thebes, Egypt, an enormous reproduction. Now, this is it. They found this, they showed the drawings, and instantly, the rumor, the legend that Osiris's head was actually taken to CERN came to be. There's absolutely zero proof of that, but if what they're trying to do is resurrect Osiris and go back to another golden age when Egypt was in its full glory, it would make sense. But again, there's absolutely zero proof of any of these claims. But still, it makes perfect sense to me that that's what they would be doing. And again, the fact that the name of this lotus flower, which means Osiris, which stands for Lucifer, rising above, makes perfect sense. Symbolically and prophetically, this is a huge, huge thing that's just occurred. Now, this is Zahi, the old director of antiquities.